Israel and Hezbollah edge closer to war in Lebanon, while Indonesian church planters issue a call for help. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, inviting you to keep listening as we examine each headline, because God may be calling you to action. And we'll begin today in Lebanon, where escalating tensions threaten to tip the Gaza war into a regional conflict. Canada called its citizens out of Lebanon yesterday due to the deteriorating security situation as Hezbollah and Israel trade daily assaults. Speaking to MNN from Beirut, Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
in the last few days, it felt like this tension is even escalating further by both threatening to take it to the next level.
Military analysts warned that a war today would be worse than the conflict between Israel and Lebanon in 2006.
Any conflict between Hezbollah and Israel that goes to the next level could escalate to a regional war. The political paramilitary groups in Iraq, in Yemen, could also join in the conflict. Iran has many arms that it can use in order to support Hezbollah. And that brings so much fear to all of us.
The United States continues to push Israel and Hamas toward a diplomatic solution, warning that its ability to deter aggression from either side is limited. Heart for Lebanon cares for displaced Lebanese families and introduces fearful hearts to the hope and love of Christ. Find ways to help at missionnews.org.
We exist for times like these, but here to be the hand and feet of Jesus in the midst of the dark days.
Meanwhile, earlier this month marked the 35th anniversary of Tiananmen Square when China ordered a crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. On June 4, 1989, at least 180,000 troops in armored vehicles fired into crowds of mostly students packed in Tiananmen Square and drove over them. Several thousand people were killed. This moment and the political fallout had impact on the spread of the gospel through China in ways that still echo today. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says
it did allow there to be some opportunity for 89 to 2000. There was an opening up of opportunity for Christian ministries to come in and do some work. Now, it was still China, and there were still some restrictions and some things that couldn't be done. But there seemed to be this sense of growth towards freedoms that China hadn't encountered for quite some time. And I think you could look at Tiananmen as a real watershed for that.
Bibles for China supports the registered church in China as they represent Christ under a communist government.
From a Christian perspective, it's walking that line. It's expressing our desire to answer to a higher authority.
Pray wisdom for Chinese Christians sharing the gospel.
You don't answer ultimately to the communist government. You answer ultimately to God.
And church planters in Muslim-majority Indonesia sometimes face social oppression and even violence. Yet they say they can deal with these challenges. What's really hard for pastors in rural areas is when you're starving with little ministry support. Bruce Allen with FMI tells us.
One pastor told me that he was fasting, he and his family, and he had a 2-year-old daughter at the time. We're fasting 4 days a week, not because we're super spiritual, but because we have no food. And he was seriously looking at leaving this remote village in a rainforest to go to a big city on the island where he might be able to find employment, not in vocational ministry.
FMI began financially supporting this pastor, which allowed him to continue ministry. His church is the only one in that rural area, and it continued to grow over the next year.
Even the local witch doctor had become a follower of Jesus Christ and one of the elders in the church now. And so I just think of what would happen to these areas if the pastors didn't stay.
What they're looking for now is more people to come alongside and support FMI church planters who are making a difference for Christ in rural Indonesia. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.